A long time coming. The inspiring, combative 2008 campaign and the historic election of Barack Obama. By Evan Thomas. With exclusive behind-the-scenes reporting by the staff of Newsweek. Published by Public Affairs, New York. Copyright 2009 by Evan Thomas and Newsweek. Prologue. The Age of Obama. By John Meacham. With Andrew Romano. He was, once, the consummate outsider. The first time Barack Obama saw the White House was a quarter century ago in 1984, when he was working as a community organizer based at the Harlem campus of the City College of New York. President Reagan was proposing reductions in student aid. The young Obama, just out of Columbia, got together with student leaders, most of them black, Puerto Rican, or of Eastern European descent, almost all of them the first in their families to attend college, to take petitions protesting the cuts to the New York delegation on Capitol Hill. Afterward, Obama wrote in The Audacity of Hope. The group wandered down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Washington Monument, and then to the White House, where they stood outside the gates, looking in. The glib literary move at this point would be to note how Obama, who will become the 44th President of the United States on January 20, 2009, will now return to that house to undo the work that was unfolding inside all those years ago, the work of the Republican Party of Nixon, Reagan, and George W. Bush. But the story, like Obama himself, is more complicated than one might think. The Democratic Party's success in 2008 is not a straightforward revenge of the left drama. Many true believers say this is the dawn of a new progressive era, a time of resurgent and, in many ways, rethought liberalism.